Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. Happy June to you. And I believe it is June 1st already. Where has the first 5 months of this year gone? My mom's parents, Nathan and Lillian Long, Kirksville, Kentucky, used to always tell me that time flies. And when I was a kid, I would always stay with them for at least a week in the summer. And I was just like, no, it doesn't. You know, as a kid, you don't think it does. But when I see them in heaven one day, I'm going to apologize to them because they were correct. Time does fly. And yet, maybe some of you are like, you know, I need some wisdom. I want to kind of grow in the area of wisdom and decision making. And I've shared this off and on. I hope it's here over the past 5 years. Speaking about time flying, I cannot believe we'll be celebrating our 6th anniversary in December. And so appreciative of all of you that financially support this ministry. Thank you so much. If you've been thinking, you know what, I'd like to help be a financial partner with this ministry, go to our website, hopeishere.today.org. That's hopeishere.today.org. You can either donate online, it's safe and secure, or there's a mailing address. Just make your check out to Hope Is Here Ministries, and you can mail the check to that address. All donations are tax deductible. And thank you so much for those of you who support this ministry. But a way that you can grow in your wisdom and making God-honoring decisions with your life, one of my favorite things to do, I've done this often, as I mentioned on Hope Is Here several times over the past 5.5 years, is reading the book of Proverbs. Reading the book of Proverbs. It's written, the book, right after Psalms, so you just kind of turn to the middle of your Bible and take a little bit of a right. It's written mostly by Solomon, who was kind of like considered the Bill Gates, the wisest person of that time in the world. And kind of the purpose, I think, of Proverbs is to teach people how to attain wisdom and discipline and how to do what is right and just fair, just kind of basically to apply divine wisdom to our daily life and provide moral instruction in living a God-honoring life. And so, there's 31 chapters, which I got this idea from another pastor probably 25 years ago at least. And he just said, whatever the day of the week is, like today's the 1st of June, start with that chapter 1. So maybe today you're saying, you know what? I'm going to be starting this habit. And I'd encourage you, maybe you already have another Bible reading plan, but I encourage you to work this in. Maybe do it on your mid-morning break at work. You know, you read a chapter in 5 minutes or less if you're a speed reader, but I like to kind of digest it as I read it. You know, your lunch break, I'm telling you, it'll help you throughout your day. And, you know, Proverbs chapter 1 actually just kind of begins with a clear statement of purpose to impart wisdom for godly living. And, I wish I would have read this a lot earlier in life because I think I've made some wiser decisions. Amen. But it says right up front in Proverbs chapter 1, verse 2, that the purpose of these Proverbs is to teach people wisdom and discipline and help them understand wise sayings. And it says in verse 5, chapter 1, let those who are wise listen to these Proverbs and become even wiser. That's the thing I love, friends. I want to just keep growing. I mean, I want to learn the knowledge of God's Word and get to know Him in a more deeper, intimate, personal level. And He wants that for you, too. And verse 7, chapter 1, just kind of lays the groundwork, says, fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Only fools despise wisdom and discipline. Ouch. We don't like that word discipline, do we? And yet, I know that some of the achievements that I've had in my life is when I've applied discipline. And yet, a lot of times I don't like discipline. And, you know, we need discipline in our lives. Doesn't mean that we can't have any fun, but we have to have discipline to get things done. And God is a God of order. God's a God of details. And yet, I love the Bible. Sometimes it just gets to the point. It can be blunt. He says, only fools despise wisdom. In verse 7 there of chapter 1 in Proverbs. And, you know, sometimes you may be blessed with a brilliant mind, but, you know, God puts people in our lives to kind of complement our gifts, our areas of expertise. Yet, it's always refreshing to hear how somebody else may look at a situation in our life. And when we're dealing especially with major decisions, sometimes we can be emotionally involved or attached to the situation. And it's really, really healthy and good to just, you know, get some opinions from other people. And I always have a minimum of three people that when I've got to make a major decision, I always run it through them, through their filter, their mind, their heart, their knowledge of God's word, and people that I respect as husbands, as dads, as employees, as workers. Some of them are entrepreneurs. Also have a couple of you ladies that you know, people that I respect. So I try, you know, big decisions, maybe get five or six people, both a male and female perspective, and it's just a blessing to do that. And yet sometimes when I've made unwise decisions, it's because I've not asked for other people's wisdom. Now, at the end of the day, you and God have to make the decision. And so, but I want to encourage you to really apply that in your life, to ask for wisdom and ask God, you know, is there an area of your life that you need more discipline in? It could be in spending time with God. But man, I love at the beginning of verse 7 there in chapter 1, it says, fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. And friends, it doesn't mean like being afraid, but it means to honor and respect God with your life. That's where it all starts, friends. That's the foundation of everything. Just that relationship with God. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, one of my life verses. It says, above all else, guard your heart, for it's the wellspring of life. Or in other words, it's the foundation. And you know, to protect that foundation, when you do that, you're going to honor God because of what verse 7 in chapter 1 says, fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. When you honor and respect God with your one and only life. And I got to ask you today, I want to get in your business, or as a friend of mine likes to say, I want to get in your business for a minute, Greg. You know, is there an area of your life right now that, if you're honest, it's not God-honoring? Or maybe you're not got into like, you know, like, sometimes it's just black and white with sin. I mean, it's either you're doing it or you're not. But sometimes we kind of get in this gray area where we're like, well, I'm not really committing a, you know, full-blown sin, but you know that you're playing with fire and your temptation. You're right on the edge. And friends, that's how the enemy gets you. As my hero Wayne Smith says, you know, affairs don't start in the bedroom. They start at the water cooler or on coffee break or go to lunch together. And, you know, friends, whatever it is, as I've struggled about, you know, being challenged with my weight over the last 15 years or so, that, you know, it didn't start with that one pizza or that one serving of ice cream. It was just often doing that and eating unhealthy foods and not exercising. And, man, those are hard habits to break. But the enemy's good at just getting you to make one unwise decision at a time. And I just want to ask you today, because I love you and I care about you as my brother and sister in Christ, that if there's an area of your life that you know it's just not God-honoring, you know, maybe you're like, you know, if I'm honest, yeah, I have a glass of wine at dinner at night, and, you know, it's okay. Jesus performed his first miracle at a wedding, turned water into wine when they ran out of wine, okay? But at the same time, for some people, alcohol become addictive, and they become alcoholics. And I've seen it. I've seen alcohol destroy more people's lives than anything else. It's amazing. And for you, maybe you're like, if you're honest, yeah, you start having two glasses of wine and sometimes even a third glass. And, you know, you kind of let that become a habit. And, you know, you just don't have peace about it. As I'm saying that, you're like, you know what, maybe I just need to say, you know what, this week I'm not going to have any wine by dinner. I'm just going to drink water or iced tea or Diet Coke or lemonade now that it's summertime. So just please, if the Holy Spirit's speaking to you there, make sure you're making wise decisions about that. It talks about wisdom in chapter 1 here. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 23 says, come here and listen to me. I'll pour out the spirit of wisdom upon you and make you wise. Friends, don't you love that our Heavenly Father, that God wants to give you wisdom and says, hey, I'll pour out that spirit of wisdom upon you and make you wise. And friends, I've read that before. I've got it underlined. And then the second time I read it some other month, I put stars by it. And I just simply prayed that out loud. God, you have said in your word that you will pour out a spirit of wisdom upon me and that you will make me wise. And God, I know that you, what you say in your word is true. It says that your word will not return void. And I'm speaking that, I'm praying that over my life today and believing that you will pour out, I'm asking you to pour out a spirit of wisdom upon me and to make me wise. Friends, it's okay to ask God that we are his kids. And we love to bless kids, grandkids, my nieces, nephews, right? And your Heavenly Father said today, hey, I want to make you wise and I want to give you wisdom. So maybe Proverbs chapter 1, verse 23 has got to be your verse. But, of course, it starts a relationship. The first part of 23 says, come here and listen to me. So you got to spend time with God, and you've got to listen to him. Oh, my goodness. We talked about that yesterday. If you missed yesterday's program, how can we know God is here? Would encourage you to go listen to that 14-minute program. And would encourage also, if you listen to our podcasts of these radio programs, please leave a review. That helps people find us in search engines quickly. And we'd really appreciate it if you would leave a review. I know several of you have already. We appreciate it. But if you would leave a review, whether it's on iTunes or Podbean or Spotify, wherever you listen, and also subscribe to our YouTube channel. Most of our programs are on there. If you would subscribe to that, we would really appreciate that. It also goes on to say in Proverbs chapter 1, verse 33, but all who listen to me will live in peace and safety, unafraid of harm. Once again, friends, I just think it's so interesting that God proportionally gave us two ears and one mouth, right? So in other words, maybe he wanted us to listen twice as much as we speak. Oh, my goodness. Don't be elbowing the person next to you in the car if you're listening, or if you're some people like to exercise and listen to the podcast of this program. But, you know, I think, friends, God wants to speak to you today, but he's just like, man, you got to kind of tune out the noise for a few minutes and just listen to me. I just want to speak to you, my son, my daughter. And he says in the last verse there of chapter 1 of Proverbs in verse 33, all who listen to me will live in peace and safety and unafraid of harm. Friends, if you need some peace today, God's like saying, hey, spend some time with me and listen to me, and I will help you live in peace. I will help you live in safety and unafraid of harm. If you're struggling with anxiety, depression, man, God's like, hey, if you will come to me and you will listen to me, I'll help you live in peace and safety and be unafraid of harm. I love that about our Heavenly Father, friends, that he wants to help us. Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge God, and he will make your path straight. So I want to encourage you today, this month of June, we start June 1st, start reading a proverb a day. Read the chapter. Today's June 1st, so read chapter 1, and do that for 31 days. It'll be a game changer and help you have more wisdom. My name's Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. Are you over 55 looking to increase your strength, endurance, balance, coordination, and more? Fitness for folks over 55 should be more than just stretching and mild workouts. Stronger Life, fitness for people over 55, helps folks do the things that they want and need to do, from lifting heavy packages, grandchildren and pets, to hiking the Inca Trail. Created by doctors of physical therapy and led by Stronger Life certified coaches, group classes are not only effective, but safe. A Stronger Life is a better life, located in Lexington. For more information, visit us online at StrongerLifeHQ.com.